USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden marked Memorial Day by honoring the lives of the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice while serving our country. Speaking at Arlington National Cemetery this morning, Biden said,
"Let's never forget the lives these flags, flowers, and marble markers represent."
He also said that tomorrow marks the 8th anniversary of the death of his son, Beau, who was a member of the Delaware National Guard. The trial of the man accused of killing 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018 is set to begin tomorrow. Jury selection in Robert Bowers' capital murder case wrapped up last week. Bowers had reportedly agreed to enter a guilty plea in exchange for a life sentence, but prosecutors want to seek the death penalty. A vote is expected this week in the House of Representatives on the bipartisan deal reached to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the bill is a compromise.
It doesn't get everything everybody wanted, but that's in divided government. That's where we end up. I think it's a very positive bill.
President Biden said the package is an important step forward that will reduce spending and grow the economy while also avoiding a default. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is accusing some conservatives of threatening to delay the vote in passage of the measure to raise the debt ceiling. He said the Senate may stay in session right up until the June 5th deadline. 8 people were rescued from the rubble after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa collapsed. 12 others made it out of the building on their own. No deaths have been reported, and there's no reason to believe anyone is missing. Rescue workers left the scene this afternoon, and that building will be demolished tomorrow. The reason for the collapse is not yet known. 4 great white sharks have been spotted off the coast of Long Island and New Jersey just in the month of May. The sharks are making their annual migration from the Florida Keys. Researchers say the sharks are heading north for the rich feeding grounds this season. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to head out on his first presidential campaign tour this week.
DeSantis formally entered the race for the White House last week. He's expected to visit a dozen cities throughout Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Before he embarks on the 4-day trip, the governor took part in the Veterans Memorial Ceremony in Jacksonville earlier today to honor those who died while serving in the United States and Armed Forces.
I'm just glad that in the state of Florida, this is something that's recognized in every corner of our state. People understand that freedom isn't free.
DeSantis calls those who gave their lives indispensable Americans and says they deserve our unending gratitude. I'm Dave Collins.
A close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin is promising nuclear weapons to any nation that joins Russia and Belarus. Alexander Lukashenko, the president of Belarus, said it's very simple. You have to join the union between Belarus and Russia, and that's it. There will be nuclear weapons for everyone. While Belarus is a staunch supporter of Russia, the country is not officially involved in the war in Ukraine. An emergency summit is being held at Churchill Downs after a dozen horses died during the track's spring meet. The Horse Racing Safety Authority is going to meet tomorrow and is bringing together several veterinary teams to analyze what happened. The Philadelphia 76ers have reached an agreement to hire Nick Nurse as the new head coach. Nurse, the former head coach of the Toronto Raptors. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak. She says her gums are irritated. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.